Okay, tashlich, we pretty much finished. The only thing I left out about tashlich was fish. Fish. Is there a minhag? Where do we go to say tashlich? So we discussed yesterday the ikar source for reciting tashlich is the Medrash. Avraham Avinu, when he went to the Akedah, he encountered a river and he almost drowned and he was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and miraculously his life was spared. That's the ikar mekar for minhag. Now, Avraham went to a nohar, to a river. In a river there are fish. So lechatchila, when you go to tashlich, you should go to a body of water, a river. Everything comes from the minhag of from Avraham Avinu and the Akedah. Lechatchila, you should go to a river which has fish, a real river, real body of water which has fish, like Avraham Avinu, where he found himself at the time of Sakana on his way to the Akedah. However, being that it's only a minhag, that's not the only reason for the minhag, and it's not always convenient depending on where we live to go to a river, so it's become the minhag to go to a pool, to a pond, to turn on the faucet. Even after the kach, there were places where there was a pit, an empty pit, dry pit. But since during the spring, and that pit is where the water collected, it's also called a place where you can go for tashlich. But al-chatchil, a person, of course, if he can, should go to a body of water where there are fish. Now, why fish? So someone learned that it's a very important element, very important ingredient in tashlich, because the yidgu l'roiv bekeref aretz. We want to be zecha to the bracha to multiply l'roiv in abundance on the yamim l'rahim, and therefore that's the inyan of fish. Fish or not, there's no ayin hara. Fish, Chazal tell us that 99% of people die because of ayin hara. So it's a wonder, this Gemara. Why ayin hara? What ayin hara? But and therefore fish, there's no, and since the Yom Ram, it's all about chayim, l'chayim l'lamavis, and the Gemara tells us that most people die due to ayin hara. But mainly we want to go to a place where there's no ayin hara in order that it should rub off on us. Others say that fish have an amyla, that they don't have eyelids, they don't blink. Is that true? All fish don't blink? There are no fish that blink? So it seems that there is definitely truth to this. Fish do not blink. And they don't sleep. Is that true? Do they sleep? Do fish sleep?
No.
They don't sleep? Unbelievable. So fish don't sleep and they don't blink. We want, what if that fish therefore represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Hashem's eyes are always open, not even for a slightest second does Hashem blink. Mainly we come to the river where there are fish as a simone milsa. We want to be like, we want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be to us like His creation, fish. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon. Don't blink. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu blinks for 1 second, Chas Shalom, who knows what can happen to us. So there is definitely the sinyan of going to a place where there are live fish. There's a lot of Torah on why we eat fish Friday night. We once discussed this. What are minhagim? Why we eat fish Friday night? We discussed in Chumash, I think we also discussed in, I don't remember the details, but all of the reasons why a person who eats fish Friday night somehow connect to why it's a very good thing to have fish at the place where you go for a tashlich. And one of the simple example explanations, because fish are the only real connection back to Yitziras, the creation of the world. Because after Noah, the time of the Mabel, Hashem destroyed the world, all the animals ceased to exist, and everything that came to the world was from the Teva, and the Teva was taken away from the world. But the fish were not included in the Mabel. That means every fish today is an anacle of the fish that were present at the time of Maaseh Yetzirah Olam. What is Rosh Hashanah? Hayom Haras Olam. It is the creation of the world. The sixth day is the creation of the world. Therefore, since it is the creation of the world, we go to a place of fish. This is the only thing that we have in this world today that can is a direct link all the way back to Maaseh Bereishis. Fish, like Pascha Zuham Osan, we want to Kadosh Baruch Hu take away from us the Zuham of the filth of Chet. All of the inyan that relate to eating fish Friday night, you can definitely tie into the inyan that there should be fish when you come to Tashlich. Some have a minhag, I'm not familiar with this, there's another minhag that people do not eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. Are you familiar with this? There is such a chassidish minog, bedafka, not to eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you only see the fish. You have the head of the fish on the table, you see it. Loi, also l'shtamesh v'hem, elo l'roislam v'lvad. Therefore, since you're not going to eat fish, you have to make it up by going to Tashlich and identifying, somehow connecting yourself with fish. Now, because there is such an important Indian of going, there is an Indian of eating fish, of fish on in the river Tashlich, became a new minhag to feed the fish. And that became and that became a very, very big problem. Is it a good thing to feed the fish, not to feed the fish?
No,
so l'chora, no. First of all, you're not responsible. Halacha is you're not tzmuksa. You're not allowed to feed, you're not allowed to feed creatures that you are not responsible there, whose mezonosav is not upon you. You have no responsibility. So it's not the proper thing. Others say there are some occurs that know when you feed the fish, so they're taking away your sins. I'm not really familiar with this. One of the very important things I forgot to tell you, that's something you good remind me, is that when you come to Tashlich, the minhag is to empty out your pockets. Symbolic. You're supposed to empty out your pockets, because when you're doing your simoni milsa, it all ties back to this concept that you do things on Rosh Hashanah which are simoni, like simoni milsa. Besashlich bin sulos yom kol chavisam. Oh, empty out your pockets and throw out whatever's in your pocket into the water. Symbolically, you're throwing away your sins.
So that's why they take the bread, but not necessarily to feed the fish.
So now others say that you should empty out not necessarily your pockets, your talis cotton, and you should even shake your tzitzis. And they start comparing the inyan of looking at tzitzis by kiddush levana to the checking your tzitzis and emptying out, shaking out your talis cotton by tashlich. If you follow this custom that opens up an entirely new understanding of law of tashlich, and I've got to mention this, is that tashlich, it says in Chassidus, they would anoint kings. When a king was anointed, he was anointed al hamayim, and it was a marshal. Just like the water flows, a river, the water continuously flows without any end. So too, it should be a sign that the malchus of this new king should flow continuously without any impediment. It should be a sign of bracha. So it was customary in ancient times when a new king was anointed, he would be anointed at a river as a good sign. His malchus should flow, should extend, should continue, just as this river continues. On Rosh Hashanah, the theme of the day is malchus. We anoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech upon the world. That is the major theme of Rosh Hashanah. Malchios. We come to anoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a river that the water should flow. Now once we're doing that, we do things that are similar to Kiddush Levana. Because what is Kiddush Levana? It's Kabbalas Pnei HaShchina. When you go to Kiddush Levana, it's the equivalent when the Levana renews itself. It's an inyan of receiving the Shechina. When we're going to be Mamlach Kadosh Baruch Hu at, and when you Kiddush Levana, what are you supposed to do? Check your tzitzis. How are you mekabel pnei Shechina when you do the commandments of the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Uri isem also. The ultimate way to mekabel pnei Hashchina is to accept upon yourself the commandments of the king. Similarly, when you go to Tashlich, what we're doing is we're anointing, it's an extension of the tefillah, we are anointing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech over the entire world. We've been mekabel the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shake out your talis cotton, throw away your sins, and look at your tzitzis. Because the ultimate way you will anoint the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the melech over the entire world is by saying, u'ri'isem oso, u'zechartem es kol mitzvah Hashem va'asisem oisam. Okay, so these are three other inyanim. Fish, their eyes never close, and they never sleep. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon. And all the different reasons that apply to eating fish Friday night apply equally to Tashlich, seeing fish at Tashlich. We have the idea of being mamlech, anointing a melech on a place of mayim, of a water, a fountain, or a river, and therefore we do the same thing. We empty out our pockets, we throw away our sins, we look at our tzitzis, to makabel ol malchus shemayim, and then there's a halachic issue, which you'll see all these write-ups all over the place about what about feeding the fish? Why would you want to feed the fish? So someone other, the crumbs, the pirurim, represents sins. So when you throw the crumbs into the water, you're throwing away your sins, and the fish consume it. So the fish completely consume and take away the fish. One other thing I forgot to tell you. See, all these things are coming back to my memory because you remind me. Another reason why we go to Tashlich is a reminder of Yonah. That Yonah, since, and we discussed this yesterday, when is the ideal time to go to Tashlich? Our minig, Rubid Rubi, is to go on Rosh Hashanah. But some of the minig that know, really, you should go on Yom Kippur. And really, some do go on Yom Kippur. Problem is, you can't carry Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you're very busy. It's a very long davening. It's not always practical, Yom Kippur. So the next best thing, according to many, the custom was to go right before Yom Kippur. When Erev Yom Kippur, you're too busy. You're eating, you're preparing. So to go on the eighth day, the day before Erev Yom Kippur, which is the day when we recite the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Why is it so important to go on Yom Kippur? Why would that be the ideal time? So we said yesterday, because Yom Kippur, according to many Midrashim, is the time of the Akedah. And since, according to the Ikar, reason why we go to Tashlich is a Zecha for the Nes that happened when Avraham went to the Akedah. It's all the Hakdama, it's all part of the Akedah. Therefore, we go as close to Yom Kippur as we possibly can, because the Akedah took place in Yom Kippur. Others say, no, we go close as we possibly can to Yom Kippur, because we're going to the going Tashlich, we're going not for the Akedah, for the fish. What about the fish? The fish swallowed up Yonah, and the fish spit out Yonah. And Yonah was the one who taught us what tshuva, the koyach of tshuva. Ninveh, they did tshuva. Hashem listened to their tshuva. From them we learn. We want to be reminded about the story of Yonah and the dug all the nisim. And that the climax of Yonah is Yom Kippur. So go to the fish close to Yom Kippur as possible. Oh, you're going to the fish? Because the fish, it swallowed up Yonah and spit out Yonah. You got to reward the fish. You got to be good to them. Just like we're good to the birds. Shabbos Parsha Shira. We're very good. They're birds. They went. They ate up the man. Dosam Bavim. They took away. They took out the man. And therefore, as a reward, we feed the birds. That's another whole shaila. Are you allowed to feed the birds? Are you not allowed to feed the birds? In a very similar method, we go to the fish as a zecha for the fish that spit out Yonah and allowed Yonah to return and protected Yonah and spit out Yonah and so on and so forth. So you want to be good to them. You want to feed them food. Are you allowed? You're not allowed to. This is a very difficult shaila of the pasha. Says it's not a good idea to feed the fish on a Tashlich, but some do. Could be that someone, the meaning of feeding the fish was because among many communities, the meaning was to go to Tashlich not on Rosh Hashanah, but to go to Tashlich during the Aser Simei Tshuva on the eighth day of the Aser Simei Tshuva. Or we said yesterday, the seventh day. So then when you're going to Tashlich, Adrabah, there's no problem with feeding fish. Kol HaKavod. You want to feed the fish, you want to reward them, reward them. And then in later times, things changed, and we started feeding the fish on. We started going on Rosh Hashanah, so then we started Minig Avasem B'Yodeihem. We used to feed the fish last year, so let's feed the fish this year. But you don't remember, last year you fed the fish during the week. It was Chol, Aser Simei Tshuva. During that Aser Simei Tshuva. Now, for whatever reason, the Minig changed to go to Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, but on Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to feed the fish. But you don't remember, you don't make that amen. So everything becomes corrupt, everything becomes a very big bilbul, and all of these different reasons, they come together to explain the Minig of Tashlich. Yeah?
I heard, sorry, I forget his name. I love it. So he said, the shayla also comes out Shabbos Shira.
Yeah.
Feed the birds.
Right.
So he gave us, I don't know the terrace, but he said that you could be matzdik from some.
There are approaches that you are allowed to feed the birds.
Yes.
There are opinions that you can justify the minhag to feed the fish even on.